Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the San Francisco 49ers Extra Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono. Brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play, in the home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Today, Steve is back to talk about the 49ers' 17-3 loss to the Green Bay Packers. But before we talk to Steve, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. And Steve Bono is back with us after his vacation, and the 49ers played terrible while you were gone, Steve, but they didn't play a whole lot better against the Packers, at least on offense, and you were at the game on Sunday. First of all, welcome back to the podcast. And I mean, it's just been a difficult season so far for the Niners. I mean, it had to be frustrating to watch as a former quarterback to see a team that really couldn't move the ball and score.
Yeah. And not frustrating, but I think more for me, empathetic for Cap, who's obviously lost his confidence. I'm not sure if that happened, you know, in that Arizona game, before it, you know, whenever, but just watching him, I can feel for his struggles right this minute. You know, it when this happens, it looks like you know, no one's open. You know, your vision gets clouded, and they could be bringing 11 guys, and you think nobody's open. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
unfortunately, that happens.
Well, let's talk about, there's all different kinds of aspects to why he lost his confidence and whether or not he could get it back. But, I mean, let's first talk about the pressure that he's getting. He was sacked 6 times, and, you know, sometimes there's just nothing a quarterback can do. You're going to get sacked. I mean, the rush is really hard, and maybe your offensive line isn't what you would like it to be. But how can he improve? I mean, it doesn't seem like he feels the pressure sometimes, and he doesn't know how to step around in the pocket the way some of the best quarterbacks in the league do. I mean, you watch Ben Roethlisberger or Tom Brady, or, you know, anybody who can get away from trouble. It doesn't mean that they're fast. Just the way they move their feet, I'm not sure that Colin is one of the best. I mean, I know that he isn't, but I'm not sure that he's figured out how to get out of the way in a lot of situations.
Yeah. I think part of that is, I think a big part of that is for him right now, that confidence piece that we just talked about, and that because he's lost his confidence and he's not seeing clearly, his feet are off for his timing, and it's not just all him. Yes, he's getting pressure that he shouldn't be getting, but yes, part of it is him, that his timing and his rhythm and his vision is off, and hopefully he can, you know, hopefully he can get it back this week. It's a hard state to get out of.
Yeah. I can imagine.
And you know, I hope that they don't, I don't think they're thinking about making a change. I hope that they're not, because that may just crush them. But if it continues, they unfortunately may have to think about making a change.
Yeah, I mean, right now Jim Tomsula is saying that he's not even thinking about it.
And right.
Yeah, I'm with him on that.
I'm with yeah. him. I'm with him. Yeah, because you just, you know, you gotta help Cap work through this. I mean, you know, helping him, you know, keeping him in there, giving him the confidence, you know, telling him, look, we've got confidence in you. You just got to get it back yourself. You know, and I think I haven't talked to Jeep, but you know, getting some throws in where he gets the ball out of his hand quicker, you know, just try and get that rhythm back and that timing back as soon as possible.
It seems like even when he has time right now, Steve, he's inaccurate. He's throwing some balls to the sideline or that one to Reggie Bush where he threw it into the dirt.
Totally. It's all confidence. I mean, balls are sailing, balls are low, you know, balls are offline, balls are thrown to guys that are completely covered. Your thought process is don't make a mistake, which is totally backwards, but that's just what happens.
Well, that is definitely.
I can't make a mistake. And, you know, what does he do? He throws, you know, that ball at the end of the third quarter, shallow cross. Someone's running with the receiver. I don't even remember if it was a tight end or receiver, but somebody's running with him. But there's also a guy right in front. He tries to stick it in there, you know, hits the defender in the hip.
Right.
It's a total confidence issue. I mean, the balls are sailing high on those fade routes, go routes down the sideline, sailing high, going out of bounds. You're afraid to try and stick one in.
It's so apparent too. I mean, you know about the four interceptions that he threw against Arizona. I know that had to have a major effect on him, but yeah, he's not trying to squeeze balls in, but that's what the best quarterbacks do. And you could see on one of the replays, a receiver was, you know, he was partially open, and Cap just, he was hesitating, then got sacked. And you just can't live like that, right?
Yeah. There's another, the interception that he threw late in the game. He tried to throw deep. I think that was to Anquan going from left to right. Was maybe the first or second series in the fourth quarter. But he had Smith, you know, wide open on an in route on the right side. I mean, I'm pretty sure came into his vision. But again, it's a confidence thing, as I said a few minutes ago, and it's your vision is clouded, and they could be rushing 11, and you think nobody's open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you're not seeing it properly. You're not processing it. It's evident to someone like me who's unfortunately been there.
Well, yeah. No, I can only imagine the feeling of it.
I don't mean just from the playing perspective, but from the perspective of having lost their confidence and trying to play. It's not easy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you see the other side of it. You see Aaron Rodgers so confident, you know, throwing balls that, you know, maybe a guy's partially covered, and then he makes a play on it. You know, we saw some of those.
Yeah.
We saw Jones make a great catch. And Cap, here's the quote from Cap that makes you wonder about his confidence, because he said, "I'm not going to throw a ball into coverage." He was quoted here saying, "I'm not going to throw a ball into traffic and risk this offense and this team putting them in a bad position." I mean, that's a guy who's lost confidence.
That's a guy who's lost confidence. Totally.
So here's the other part of this, too. It's not just Cap losing confidence in himself. It's also receivers that are demonstrative. I mean, they're showing bad body language. Even Torrey Smith admitted that he made a mistake and he wants to learn from it. Him, you know, Anquan Boldin, they're leaving the field, raising their arms, throwing their helmets around. I mean, they're so mad that they're not getting the ball. So how do you cure that? That's got to be tough, too.
That's really tough. Those guys, and I think what you just said about Torrey Smith saying that he's got to learn from that, and those guys, they have to control that. I mean, they have to, because Cap's seeing that, you know, and then Cap sees that, and he goes, you know, excuse my French, he's like, oh, shit, that means he was probably open, and I didn't see him. You know what I mean? So then you start second-guessing again, like, oh, shoot, maybe I should have gone to the other side, you know, it snowballs on you.
Yeah, and he knows that he's got to find Torrey Smith more often. I mean, there was that one play in the fourth quarter. It was a great play. I mean, he threw to Torrey. He made a great play, a long catch and everything. But that's not happening nearly often enough. I mean, they're not finding Torrey at all. It was a 47-yard play, by the way.
Right.
But he's hardly been in the offense, you know, throughout this season. He's had fewer than three receptions in three of the four games. I mean, that just can't happen.
Right. Right, and that's, you know, if if that continues for another week or two, then unfortunately, I think that Tom Sewell has got to think about a change. You know, because he's the person playing quarterback. His job is to distribute the ball to the playmakers, and if that's not happening, it's going to get really tough because Green Bay basically put eight guys in the box and said, "You got to beat us."
Yeah, and that's why Hyde had nowhere to run.
No, sometimes there were nine guys.
Right.
And he was like, "Go ahead, run the ball."
And they couldn't do it.
You can't do it. You just don't have enough bodies.
Is it a learned skill the way what I was talking about earlier? You know, like Ben Roethlisberger. I even saw last week, and I saw Jay Cutler avoid rush so well. And I'm not talking about speed because Colin has that. It's footwork. I mean, is that lacking for Colin, or is it more like an innate sense that I'm feeling the rush right now. I got to move this way and that way.
It's a little bit of both. It's a learned skill. And I didn't mean to laugh, but when you said Cutler, like, and he's not exactly very good at it. But
no, but he really had a good game. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I didn't expect that out of Cutler.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I'm laughing. Exactly.
But you know, Aaron Rodgers is the master, and same with Russell Wilson. I mean, these guys know how to get out of the way.
It was Russell Wilson last night. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was actually surprised that he even missed one throw that where he played Houdini and then tried to throw across, you know, straight down the middle, and he threw it short. And I was like, wow, that was unusual for him.
Exactly.
But I actually think that Cap has gotten better at it. He's not right this moment, not, you know, in the last game that I just saw. I thought that he was getting better at stepping up in the pocket and moving around and having a sense for it. But none of those when you've lost your confidence, none of those things are going to go right because you're spinning like a top in the pocket, which he's doing right now, because he's just trying to get out of the way of people. He's trying to get out of his own way right now. Nothing's gonna look great right this moment.
Yeah, and last thing about Cap too. I mean, in this game, they were able to get the ball down the field a little bit, and then didn't score. And actually, the second half against Pittsburgh, he didn't look bad. I mean, just looking at some positives, the first game, I thought he had made a lot of progress with the work that he did with Kurt Warner. And that's the thing. I mean, here's what's confusing to a lot of people, I think, Steve, is that this is a guy who helped them get to the Super Bowl. He had all kinds of potential. Now there's the coaching change, the offensive line issues, all of that. And then, you know, he makes these changes in the offseason working with Kurt Warner. Looks like he made progress one game. How does he get to this point, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what he was doing down in Arizona with Kurt and, you know, whomever else. I don't think you can change someone's delivery. Whoops, you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It was beeping. I don't know if they were working on trying to change his delivery or, you know, maybe his footwork. But, you know, in my mind, if he was down there working with them, the best thing for him is to be watching film. But I don't know if it's watching film with Kurt Warner and whomever else because they don't know the offense. he would be, in my mind, much better served here watching film in the off season, learning from mistakes and working on footwork that's more pertinent to what he's doing during the season. Those guys, Kurt, got credit for what he did in the first game, but in the first game, they ran the ball extremely well. And that makes throwing the ball a whole lot easier.
Absolutely.
And it makes your defense look great. They have to get back to running the ball. They got to keep that defense off the field. The defense actually played pretty well on Sunday, I thought. If you can hold Green Bay to 17 points, that's a pretty good day, pretty damn good day. And in the NFL, if you hold every team that you play to 17 points, you're going to win the majority of games.
But
your offense got to score 21.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Right. This is a major improvement they gave up 43 against Pittsburgh, 47 against Arizona, and some of those were on those pick sixes. But no, this is a major improvement. And Troy Aikman, he couldn't stop raving about how the defense kept the 49ers in the game against Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in the league. So, what do you take from that? It looked like the defensive backs played a lot better. Kenneth Acker was getting burned in some previous games, and this time, he was better. Everybody seemed better. That first drive, it had to be very disappointing to have that penalty on Will Hoyt that kept the drive alive. Otherwise, the Packers wouldn't have driven down the field.
Right. I would agree. And that was I guess it's a face mask, but, man, there's a lot of guys grabbing at you, and, that usually doesn't get called in that, in that kind of scrum pile.
Right.
But then again, thank goodness Ty Montgomery dropped the first ball of the first pass of the game, because that was a strike, and, hits him in both hands. So.
Yeah, he just dropped it, right?
Yeah, what a throw. I think defense can build on what they did, and offense, they just, in my mind, you just got to help Cap get his confidence back by, throwing some quicker things, get that ball out of his hand, get it in the receiver's hands, and let them make some plays, and help that offensive line not have to pass protect on 5 and 7 step drops and get beat.
Is there now a tendency as a quarterback and as a team to worry more maybe about the right side of the line than the left? Because, you've got Jordan Devey and Eric Pierce. They're definitely unproven, as opposed to Joe Staley, although Staley looked like he was getting beat from time to time. But Staley and Boone have more experience. But, you can't run everything to the left, right?
Yeah.
Correct?
No, you can't. You just become too predictable. But I just think that, like I said, they've got to try and get the running game going. That takes pressure off of Cap, but then teams aren't going to let them run. They're going to put 8 or 9 guys in the box and say, okay, Cap, you got to beat us. But, a couple throws and a couple touchdown throws, and it gets them going again.
Yeah, and on the defensive side, they lost a lot of players and the offseason, but some of the guys now are stepping up, like Aaron Lynch. He had a big game. He had a couple of sacks. So there are some positives in there. So how do you look at that? Not just defensive backs, as I mentioned, but even guys like, Brooks, Ahmad Brooks, Aaron Lynch, just, trying to lead this team. Some of the guys who have been around helping a guy like Lynch, who's a younger guy.
And that's what has to happen. You're trying to replace, 3 guys that are all pro type players and guys, there's plenty of good players there. Guys got to take it on themselves and step up and make plays, and they have, as you just said, defensively they have been.
And they made an adjustment too. They decided to go with more man to man. I don't know if that works against a lot of teams, but for Eric Mangini, you got to give him credit, because the zone didn't seem like it worked early on, and they switched.
I thought it was pretty smart. Green Bay is down to their, third, fourth, fifth receiver. With Devontae out, with Jordy Nelson out. They got some guys hurt, and so you got some back end players, and why not get in their face and try and disrupt the timing. of Aaron Rodgers, and maybe you get a couple, maybe you get a turnover, or maybe you get some sacks, making Rodgers hang on to the ball. But I thought the defense played well.
Next up, the New York Giants on a Sunday night game. You know, how much, as far as the offense, do you have to have amnesia? This is kind of reminds me of being a closer in baseball. Got to forget what happened.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, the 49ers took, it wasn't just Kaepernick, it was more like an overall team approach of let's not make any mistakes. There was a 3rd-and-11 where they ran the ball. I don't think you do that normally. I mean, are they going to have to maybe throw out what's happened before and say, you know what, we got to take some more risks here. We got to be a little more wide open.
Very possibly, yes. I think that from what I've seen, you know, Jeep has played it pretty close to the vest, pretty conservative. I mean, he's tried to, as you just mentioned, you know, running the ball on 3rd-and-11. You know, he sees that Cap's struggling with his confidence and not making throws, and he doesn't want to make it worse for him. So he is calling runs in some kind of some odd situations. I think that's smart of him right now, because until he gets Cap going again, he's going to have to do that, unfortunately.
And you got a team in the Giants that, I mean, they've given up some leads. You know, I remember I was watching the first game against the Cowboys, and they blew that game. So if the Giants have the lead, it's conceivable that you could come back. But the problem is that's been where the 49ers are really struggling. I mean, yeah, overall offense, no matter what, but especially down, because then it changes your play calls. You're down, you pretty much have to throw if it's a second half. So, you know, I would imagine getting the lead early is probably going to be critical for the Niners.
Getting the lead early on the road would be absolutely huge, because now you can run the ball and, you know, not have to have Cap beat them. I mean, that would be absolutely ideal, and hopefully that is the situation on Sunday night, because I think that, as we talked about a few minutes ago, the defense is playing well enough for them to win games. I mean, if they can keep people 17 points, you're going to win more than you're going to lose.
How did you get your body clock ready for an East Coast game? And the 49ers, they had that issue with the Pittsburgh game, and now here we go again. They're they got a little more time because it's a Sunday night game. I don't know if that helps. Does it help?
It helps. Sunday night games help a little bit. The East Coast games, actually, I always thought were a little bit easier. Not that it's the easiest, but a little bit easier than the Central Time games. It's that.
Really?
I always thought the hard one was the 12 noon,
right,
Central Time game, because, you know, body time, you know, it's 10 and you know, pregame meal is at 7 a.m. you know, so it's a lot. I always thought the Central Time games were harder.
Yeah, I could see what you're saying there.
That
yeah.
1 hour.
A little earlier.
But
yeah. Sunday
night game, they should be fine. You know, you get a little get a little nap in the middle of the out, you know, kind of early afternoon, and no, they should be fine. I don't think the time zones should be a factor.
You know, the amazing thing about this, Steve, is that I think one game could turn this team around. It's not like there's a 4-0 team in the division right now. I mean, Arizona lost. It seems like it's kind of up for grabs this year. Seattle's fortunate to be 2-2. They were fortunate to win that game last night.
You know, so. It's so funny on that last play, and when the ball fumbled and the guy knocked it out of bounds, I was like, wait a minute. I started thinking right away. I just reacted like, wait a minute, that's a penalty. But then he didn't call it, and then I second-guessed myself, like, I guess it's not.
You mean the Cam Chancellor knocking the ball out?
Yeah.
Out of Megatron's hands?
Yeah, and then when the linebacker, you know, knocked it out of bounds, I was like, wait a minute, that's a penalty. And, you know, I just kind of reacted to the television. And then when the official was standing right there and he didn't call it, I thought to myself, I guess not.
I guess not.
And then they started talking about it. I was like, wait a minute, I could have sworn that was a penalty. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, I think that game could have gone either way. It just seems like the division's up for grabs. And if you get a big road win like this, you come back home. Maybe
it
the fans,
wonders.
Yeah, maybe the fans get into it because I mean the fans had to be turning. You were at the game, I wasn't. They had to be turning on the Niners.
They were, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yes, unfortunately, you know, there in the fourth quarter, when, you know, Cap, he threw a pick. He threw one ball to the left, two balls to the right, down the sidelines. They all went out of bounds. They were high. Then he threw the one in the dirt on the Texas route to Reggie. You know, so it was not good. And as I said in the beginning, I felt for him. I could totally empathize. So,
yeah.
And they did start to boo, which didn't enjoy hearing. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But as you just said, one big road win, going back to New York, come home with a victory. That could change the attitude of this team completely.
Definitely. Well, Steve, it's great to have you back, and hopefully the Niners will play better on Sunday night, and we'll talk again next Tuesday after that New York Giants game.
Sounds good.
That's former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono. We'll talk to him every Tuesday here on thesportsvirus.com, and we'll be back next Tuesday talking about the game in New Jersey against the Giants. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to 49ers Extra.